So what is mercy? We keep hearing the word mercy when we come to church. What is mercy? Anyone want to take a... There's a lot of ways to define it. Giving somebody a second chance. Certainly, that's part of mercy. Giving something to someone even though they were mean. So maybe sometimes even giving them a first chance, right? Okay. Anyone else want to say anything? What do you... Okay. To respect others, very good. Forgiving others? Anyone else? These are all good. Oh, Caitlin. Being nice to others. Does it mean being nice only when they're nice to us? Does it mean forgiving only when they forgive us? Johnny? Helping others. Does it mean helping others only if they help us? No. And this is the hard part. Jesus calls us to mercy, right? This is the hard part because mercy is not doing something to others because they deserve it, but doing something good for others because God has called us to be it, right? And so we already said it three times. Did you catch that? If I say the first phrase, you're going to respond. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Why do we say that? God wants us to do that. God wants us to have mercy. But we have to ask for that mercy. Do we deserve mercy? This is kind of scary, but really we don't from God, right? God is perfect, right? God is all holy. God does not sin. God stands out of time. He sees all the sins we've done. You know what? He sees all the sins we're ever going to do. That's kind of scary, isn't it? And what does God say to us with our sins? Does he say we're stuck? No, he says, I forgive you. I have mercy on you. And how does God say, I have mercy on you? Jesus died on the cross for us so that we could be immersed in that mercy. And how are we immersed in mercy? As soon as I say immersed, we should be thinking about the baptism, right? When in our own baptism, we're brought into the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, that God gives us mercy from that moment, and every sacrament we receive is a further grace that God gives us. So if God has given us all this mercy, he's given us lots of mercy, hasn't he, already? Even the youngest among us, have you ever done anything wrong? Even as kindergartners, have you done wrong? You don't need to tell me what, but you've done wrong, haven't you? Never? Oh, I think you're doing wrong right now. I'm just teasing. But we most of us have done wrong. We've hurt people's feelings. We've said that we haven't obeyed our moms and dads. We haven't kept our rooms clean. Maybe we didn't do our homework like we were supposed to. Hopefully we haven't done anything more wrong. But God forgives us. So what does God tell us to do then? God is merciful to us, and so what are we supposed to do? Be merciful as your Heavenly Father is merciful. Whether the person deserves it or not, whether they're kind to us or mean, whether the young, old, rich, poor, doesn't matter. To be merciful. If we want an example of that mercy, today in that first reading, we have St. Paul telling the Corinthian community, look, we know that meat sacrificed to idols, there's nothing different about it than any other meat. But if my brother or sister has such a tender conscience that they see me eating meat that has been sacrificed to an idol, even though I know there's nothing to it, I'm going to not eat meat. I'm going to be a vegetarian for the rest of my life because I'd rather be merciful to them than to hurt them, to scandalize them. Paul is pretty radical there, isn't he? He's saying, I would rather be merciful and go without myself than to lead somebody else to sin. We ought to be that merciful, right? Mercy is a hard thing. Like I said, if we read the first part of this gospel passage, that's all hard. That when people hurt us, that we're supposed to love them? Yes. But it's hard. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes we want to cry. But you know what? when we are able to show mercy, or at least ask God, help me to be merciful, we experience God's mercy even more so, because we realize how far we have fallen from God. So Jesus tells us today, it's Luke 6:36, it's one of my favorite verses, be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. Well, I can tell you, when I forgot that, when I forgot to be merciful, it hurts. It hurts me and it hurts the person. Be merciful, because God is merciful to us.